We have the WWE recap coming up on the program. Will Clark at 9 o'clock, Kyle Loesch at 9:25. Ticket Guy's email of the day, big doings. This might be where we need to throw in maybe a couple of our own dollars. Pair of tickets, the Athletica game, tomorrow at 7 p.m. With all due respect, of course, Producer Joe. It's a big game. Marta's in town.
She is. Three-time FIFA or World Player of the Year.
Joe, I'm going to switch mics. Just
she have a last name? Doesn't need one. What's her last name, Joe?
Oh, I have no idea.
She's so big that she just, frankly, doesn't need it.
Yeah.
When you say big, do you mean size or
stature? No, she's not a big girl. No. Think she could play on a men's team?
No.
Sorry to bring it up.
That was how I answered the question when I was asked if I wanted ketchup.
Why are you so sure with me, baby?
She really is a great player.
Yes, and she would last about 30 seconds. She'd go into one tackle. And
what about your indoor soccer team?
No.
She couldn't even hang on your indoor soccer team?
On. I don't think. I'm telling you, one. If somebody decided to go into a tackle with
like
her.
Like it's Vaughn.
Wait, what are you acting like?
So I'm serious.
Like it's a rough and tumble. It's soccer.
Okay. Then fine. The cat.
Bring it out. Come on down. You won't last a minute because we're tough soccer playing guys.
I'm just saying.
We'll cut you.
She wouldn't last.
What does that mean, going to a tackle with you?
Let a ball end up in between two people going in to try and win the ball at the same time. She wouldn't make it. Women just aren't designed to play with men. It's simple.
I think she could play in some rec league if she's a professional.
Gosh, yeah. She'd be faster than a lot of the men, wouldn't
she? I don't know.
Probably more skilled, and maybe she wouldn't contest balls that are up for whatever you call it.
I just don't think she could play with the men. I'll be simple.
Okay, the men, but you guys she could. No?
I guess, sure.
No,
I mean,
seriously.
I'll concede. Sure.
You don't think a female professional could play in a rec league with men?
In a rec league, sure, with a bunch of 30-year-old guys running around, yes. But I think in any sort of competitive league, I don't think she would make it.
How would the Athletica do against a good high school team from St. Louis? High school.
Taking on to UI.
I don't know. They could play with them.
About even?
Yeah.
Wait, the Athletica could play with the high school team or vice versa?
Boys high school team?
Yeah, I'm saying like if they were to set up a game between the two, it's maybe when the playoffs roll around and they have to find a match to train with if they have
saying,
a week off.
Are you
then
saying
yes,
that
I think it would be a good game between the two of them.
Hmm, that's not really a great endorsement of women's professional soccer. I'm just saying it's not a great endorsement.
We had a women's team in Atlanta that played when we were still playing and we were in high school, and we would play against them and beat them. But you know, I think once you reach a certain point, once you know guys are 16, 17 years old, I think the physicality.
Do you agree with me that that's
over.
Not a great?
No, why? What's
because
the difference?
Basically, do you think
do you think a WNBA team could play with a good high school boys basketball team? No, answer the question. Do you think a WNBA team could play with a good high school men's team?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes.
I think you're reaching.
Yes.
I think you're reaching a whole
lot.
I think
what I'm saying. It would be a good. So is that an indictment on the WNBA?
I'm not talking about Dunbar High School or one of the elite high school teams from D.C.
We were the best youth team in our age group
in the WNBA, where you have a 6'2 center, and in most high school teams you have a 6'3 center. I'd say, the WNBA team would. I'm saying it's not a great endorsement.
Why?
Come see the Athletica. They're almost as good as a high school team.
No, we were the best youth team in our age group in Georgia, and we played against the women's professional team in Atlanta, and we would beat them. There wasn't anything wrong with that. It was just...
I'm just saying what you...
Once you reach
your response to Doug when he said, can they... Yes, I think they could play with a high school team. All I said was that's not a great endorsement of women's professional...
I think once you reach a certain age as a guy, and you're going to be more athletic than women.
Because you're talking about high school and professional, the elite of all women in this country, it's not a great endorsement.
Surprising, though, really.
No.
Remember when Martina Navratilova was absolutely dominating women's tennis, there was some thought that, I bet she could beat some of the men pros. And Navratilova had this rivalry with Chris Everett, and Chris Everett came out and said, I practice all the time with my brother, who is not a pro player. I cannot beat him.
Billie Jean King beat that Bobby Riggs handily.
Yeah, but not playing with the same lines.
He was 70 years old.
Well, he was 74, so what?
So she was saying, even though Chris Everett was the number 2 ranked player in the world and one of the greatest of all time, couldn't compete with her brother, who wasn't even a pro.
But
they're just different.
If you put if you put Navratilova against a high school kid, she probably would have beat him.
Against a top high school kid? I don't know. Probably
high
school kid.
Once guys become 16, 17 years old, athleticism is going to take over. I mean, it's the way it is. There's a reason that men run track and field separate from the women, even they're the same age.
I understand.
It's not an indictment on the women track people. It's just the fact that men are bigger, stronger, and faster.
I understand that men are going to be better.
Then what was your argument?
My argument is
that you're wrong.
My argument is to say you're taking the elite that we have in this country, professional women's soccer, the top, and they might be able to play with a high school. They should be able to play with a high school. Because you kind of changed the argument.
No, I didn't.
Because you're suddenly talking about the elite high school team. What he said was a boys' high school team, and you said they should be able to play. Then later you kind of changed it to, well, we were the elite team in Atlanta, and all of a sudden it became the best high school team. All I did was comment after you said that the Athletica probably could play with a high school team, a boys' high school team. I said that's quite an endorsement for women's soccer. That's where it ended.
I know what you're looking to do.
And then you later changed the rules.
I'm done. I know what you're looking to do, and you're failing at it because Tim said SLU, and SLU's one of the better high school teams around for the men. Theirs is. I know what you're looking to do. You're looking to pick at soccer. Hip, hip, hooray. You win, Jim.
No, that's not what I'm looking to do. No, it was Doug who said it. You lose. You can't change the rules. Doug said, how would they fare against a high school team?
And Tim said,
and you
Slew.
Said it.
Did he
and
not?
And you said it.
I know what you're looking to do, Jim.
I know what you're looking to do.
You win.
Rewrite history again.
You win. Tim, did you not say Slew?
I said St. Louis U High.
There we go, Jim. You're right. I'm writing it back. You're right.
It's
Jim.
Still a great endorsement.
You're
they
right.
Can't beat SLU.
Congratulations. You're right.
And I think
you
they,
win.
And I think
you
they,
win, Jim.
And I think they have a great. And I think they have a great spokesman. The guy calling their games says they can't beat a high school team. Good for you.
You win.
Keep saying you win.
You win, Jim. Is that what you want? You win.
Gosh, you're easy to get to. I can't help it that you don't have many IQ points and that you probably lost some along the way. It's not my fault.
You win. Congratulations.
Doug, who won?
Now look what we've started.
I think it's great. I'm enjoying the hell out of it, to be honest with you.
Joe Pelosi says the Athletica can't be a high school team. Come watch them play.
Once again, Jim, you win. Congratulations. Let's not bring in the fact that I asked.
Here's the crawl. Here's the corner kick. Almost as good as a high school team. Nice endorsement.
Now you're taking a shot at one of our professional franchises.
No, he did. I was defending it.
Yes, Bob.
Yeah. I'll try back.
Hello?
He said, I'll try back.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
What the hell's that mean?
He had to get that off his chest. I don't think he knew that he was going to be on the air. Or he was on the air. Thank goodness he didn't.
Well, he was on hold. I had his name. Somebody had to take his call already. I honestly don't understand. I'm being serious right now, and I know we're late for a commercial break. But what's the argument?
I don't really know,
Joe. What's got you upset?
No, it's fine. The cat wins.
Okay,
I mean, he's happy.
Fine.
What he wanted to do. What he
take
wanted
the cat
to do.
Out of the equation. What are you upset about? What
Doug asked a question.
Yes.
And then you supplied SLU as
yes.
in a good.
I actually
high
thought
team.
It was a good question. I was
yes.
curious what you thought.
And
okay,
so my
what's
answer
got you upset?
Was against a very good high school team that it would be a decent game. Yes.
They
so
could
the cat,
play with them.
The cat wanted to start an argument about it and turn it into me knocking down the Athletica for some odd reason, so he wins.
I couldn't believe that you would say, if this is what the argument's about, that they might be able to play with a good high school soccer team. All I said was that's quite an endorsement for professional women's soccer.
Yes, you wanted to take a shot. That's what you did. Congratulations.
I can't believe you said that.
They Why might can't you believe be able- you said Because he calls the games and he shouldn't say that? Is that what you're saying?
I would say that that's probably fair.
I respect the fact that he's being honest.
They
that's,
might.
Wouldn't you say that's probably true of all women's professional sports?
Yes.
They're about on a par of a good high school boys team.
To be honest, I didn't know how good SLU soccer was. Your question was a boys soccer team. Suddenly, somewhere along the line, he later brought in the elite team that he played
St.
for.
St. Louis High, CBC, DeSmet, Vianney.
I don't know. I'm surprised to hear that the Athletica might be able to play with a high school.
And so my argument of saying a good basketball team from high school playing against the WNBA didn't carry any weight either. So the cat wins. I'm done.
Doug agreed with me that he would think that a WNBA team could play with a good high school team, as I recall.
I would think that it would be a pretty good match.
That's what I say.
In just about every sport, though, not just soccer.
I think that's exactly. I don't think Doug actually agreed with me.
It's not necessarily an indictment of soccer. It's women athletes against male athletes. It's probably that true in about every sport. That women's professional sports are probably on about a par of a good high school boys team. In hindsight, I think what really got me stoked
is that a professional women's soccer player couldn't play in his rec league. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, that's probably
so. Joe, honestly, like Hope Solo would be a weakness in goal.
There's a difference between I said on the field.
Okay,
there's a big difference between the two.
I took on the field to mean the field, but you're saying so outside of goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Then it would be.
There are players who can that could play.
So Lori Kolupny would be exposed in your indoor soccer league.
No, I'm looking at outdoor more so than indoor because it's just a completely different thing. I think Lori's a great player. I just don't know if she were to go into a tackle, how it would go.
Cat's getting up and
that's
walking
fine.
Out.
The cat won. He can leave whenever he wants.
Right. See what the good people who listen to the segment think. 969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. Did the cat win? What was the root of the argument?
I don't really know what we argued about, except I know Joe gets very angry when I call him on things that he says.
We'll take your phone calls in the next segment on the argument. 969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. Load up the phone lines, and you can email the show the morning after at team1380.net. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, an angry producer. Joe, it's the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.